This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in the Russian capital of Moscow, Mr. Modi said today's India achieves whatever goal it sets. He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and speed. He said today, India is giving the most reliable model of digital transactions to the world and empowering its citizens through excellent policies of social sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India and Russia are moving shoulder to shoulder to give new energy to global prosperity. He appreciated the leadership of President Putin to strengthen the ties between the two countries. Mr. Modi said India's new momentum of growth will write a new chapter in the development of the world. He said India and Russia have decided to open new consulates in Kazan and Yekaterinburg. He said this will enhance travel and business trades between the two countries. Later today, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will co-chair the 22nd annual summit between the two countries in Moscow. Both the leaders will review the entire gamut of bilateral issues, including defense, trade, investment, and energy. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. Mr. Modi reached Moscow last evening on a two-day official visit to Russia. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has called upon the states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative education system. Addressing the inaugural session of the review meeting of Department of School Education and Literacy with states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan shared his thoughts on the roadmap for the next 5 years for the holistic development of school education. He said that education is a key pillar of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a Viksit Bharat and called upon states and union territories to work together to achieve this goal. He said the implementation of national education policy is key to transforming India into a knowledge superpower and enabling equitable and inclusive access to quality education. Speaking about education in Indian languages, he said that the National Education Policy 2020 stresses upon the importance of education in mother tongue and all Indian languages. The Uttar Pradesh government has suspended six officials in the case of Hathras stampede after the submission of the report by the Special Investigation Team, or SIT. In the SIT report filed today, it is stated that negligence by event organizers was the main reason behind the incident. Based on the SIT report, six persons, including SDM, CO, and Tehsildar of Hathras district, have been suspended. Akashvani correspondent reports that the SIT has also held the local administration accountable. The two-member SIT states in its report that a conspiracy is not denied, but an in-depth investigation is needed. It said the event organizers did not make adequate arrangements for the crowds gathered. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of central, northeast and east India during the next 4 days. The IMD said these conditions will be present over sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till the 12th of this month. In Bihar, several parts have been witnessing heavy to very heavy rainfall from last 24 hours. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in western and south central parts in the state for next 24 hours. The IOA, Indian Olympic Association, has named 2012 Olympic Games bronze medal winner shooter Gagan Narang as the chef de mission of the Indian contingent to compete in the Paris Olympic Games. Star shuttler PV Sindhu and table tennis ace Achanta Sarath Kamal will be the flag bearers during the opening ceremony. And that is the end of this news bulletin.